Hey everyone, it's Roman here, just popping in with a quick New Year's Eve episode to say a few words. Don't worry, this will be a pretty quick episode. It will be recorded in one take without editing. 2022 has been quite a challenging year for me with a number of both highlights and low points. Outside of Fifth Wrist, I started a new job, I kicked off studying for a master's degree, and both of those have kept me rather occupied, as you can imagine. I also lost my father, which was a terrible and sad turn of affairs. Thank you to everyone who sent messages of support, and your kind words and best wishes were hugely appreciated, more than you will know. On a much more positive note, early this year, I was made a liveryman of the Worshipful Company of Clockmakers in London. You might have remembered I talked about the company a few times on the podcast. This was a huge honour and also allowed me to travel to London in September for the induction ceremony. International travel has been quite impossible for the last sort of 2.5 years from Australia due to the COVID pandemic. So having a trip to London was brilliant. It allowed me to sort of either meet in person for the first time or reconnect with some really amazing watch friends. And I'm just going to drop a few names. So special mentions to Peter Doble, David Walter, Nicholas Bowman-Scargill from Fierce Watches, Chris Manning at Silverhand. We hung out quite a lot. Pippi, Phil, Neil Francis, Theo Deal, Matt the Watch Nerd, Chris Mann at Time for a Pint, and of course, my old friend Tim Jackson from Independent in Time. I haven't seen those guys either at all. I've never met them, or some of them I haven't seen for years. So it was awesome to reconnect. The people you meet and the friendships you make in this over these stupid ticking things we all obsess about, the people really are the best things about this hobby. By the way, if I have forgotten anyone just now, you know, sincere apologies. I blame my recent alcohol consumption on this. You know, it's December. I'm recording this on December 31, 2022, and it's been a long day. Speaking of honours as well, this year I was also invited as a guest on the OT, the podcast, you know, the second best watch podcast based in Melbourne, as voted by the Fifth Wrist listeners, particularly those we haven't surveyed. Kidding, of course. Look, we give the OT guys a hard time, but they're all right. Felix is an old mate of mine, so it was really nice to sit down and catch up and sort of be a guest at a podcast. That was really awesome. This year, 2022, you know, the podcast enabled me and my co-hosts to connect and make friends again with people from across the world, you know, everywhere from Poland and South Korea to Hong Kong and France and UK, Germany, US, and lots of other places as well. So I'm going to say some thank yous now, firstly to my brilliant co-hosts, Adam, Medium Watch, Klaus at Tapir FFM, Phil, Ms. Pippi, and of course, Michael Woods at Woods Watchmaking, the elusive Michael Woods. Thanks, guys. You're the best. And thank you for setting up the interviews, researching, contributing to that, and often leading our podcast recordings. You know, having you alongside me for these recordings really does make the conversation so much richer and so much better. So you guys rock. Really appreciate it. Of course, as we did last year, we're going to do a special thank you to all the Independent Thinking Podcast guests we had on the show in 2022. All the guests we had, you know, you guys and girls inspire me and continue making this horology hobby fun and interesting for me, and hopefully the podcasts really showcase that for other people as well. I'll quickly run through the guest list in order of appearance. So for listeners, you know, if you're listening to this and you missed any of the episodes, you know, here's a quick heads up so you can go back and catch up. So in order of appearance, you know, we kicked off the year, we had the amazing and mysterious Paul. I won't reveal who he is. He knows who he is. He's a brilliant guy, brilliant collection, really smart about the watches. So thank you, Paul, for coming on. Then we had Nick from Ad Patina, you know, the horology ad advertisement maestro. It was really nice to meet him. Really great conversation. We had Gauthier Maisonneau from Trilobe. Trilobe's an indie watch brand from France, absolutely kicking major goals, particularly this year. They've really stepped up. So it's been really nice to meet Gauthier. We then talked to Dave Brailsford from Garrick. Dave, one of my favorite people in the industry. You know, he's a straight shooter with a serious and infectious passion for the independent watchmaking and driving the industry forward with integrity. So it was really awesome to meet Dave. It was a brilliant conversation. We have Charles and Hamza from Watch Charts, and these guys kind of really add another dimension to the horology landscape, with particularly with regards to data and pricing and trends. And it was a really cool conversation. One of my favorite episodes this year, obviously all the guests we have are favorites because, you know, we select who we talk to. I really liked the episode we did. The next one was with Minhoon, Yu, and Mike from the Open Caseback. If you missed that episode, really do listen to it. Go back. It was really a rare insight into sort of how a new watchmaker from South Korea and a collector of his work really journeyed together. It was a really cool thing. Really, you don't get to have that maker and collector in the same conversation very often. We had the delightful and insightful Elizabeth Duell from Quill and Pad on the show this year. Elizabeth is an absolute legend in the watch media space, a wonderful journalist, fantastic, insightful person with regards to watchers and the industry. It was a real delight to talk to her. After her, we had Gary G, the amazing Gary G, who needs no introduction. And Gary, of course, was as funny and whip smart as he was knowledgeable. It was a real treat to talk to him, which was brilliant. We had Brittany Nicole Cox on the show after that. And Brittany's sort of this tremendous craft person and antiquarian horologist who specializes in automata. She was a star of Keeper of Time film this year. So definitely watch that if you haven't seen it. It was just awesome to talk to her. And by the way, keep the Keeper of Time film in mind. We actually have a great related episode coming up that will be released early next year. But Brittany was amazing. Lovely to talk to her. Then we kind of moved across Europe. We had Michael Dunin from Bwoni Watches, such a cool dude from Poland, making cool and affordable watches with a real historical connection to the country where he makes them in Poland. That was really cool to talk to Michael. Christian Gaffner and Mechanik 2 was the next person we talked to, the legend, embarking sort of on this really, I think, really important next chapter for one of my favorite watches, indie watches, which is historically important, the MIH watch. So Mechanik 2 is really going for the next chapter of that. It's a brilliant chat. Next episode with Corneli and James from Oxen Junior on the show after that. Look, what can I say about Oxen Junior that we haven't said during the show this year? We at Fifth Wrist here, we have enormous affection and admiration, respect for Oxen Junior and Ludwig Oslin as well. In fact, you know, after that podcast was recorded, I think we'll look back on 2022 as a really important year. So after the podcast was recorded, you know, we began discussions with Corneli and James about developing a watch project together for Fifth Wrist and Oxen Junior, and that resulted in sort of this special edition, the Fifth Wrist Setemana we made, and that watch is actually currently on my wrist as I'm recording this. So it's really wonderful to create a watch for the community, for our community, for our gang with Oxen Junior, and we've talked about it recently on the thing, so I'm sure you've seen it. If you haven't, it's a really cool edition. Have a look, check it out. After that, we had Madame Eveline Genta and Alexia Genta on the show, and this was a hugely important conversation Adam and I had with them, both about Gerald Genta and sort of Gerald's contribution to horology, but more importantly, kind of the broader history of early indie watchmaking. It was a huge honor and pleasure to speak with Madame Genta and Alexia, and it was wonderful to have that opportunity to do it as a Fifth Wrist sort of project. A huge honor to have them on the show. They were one of the dream guests we wanted to have when we started the podcast, at least I wanted to have. So it was wonderful to have them on the show. So thank you. Really brilliant. Just a couple more to tick through. We had Asher Rapkin, who returned as a return guest show. And Asher, once again, friend of the show. And I, in my opinion, you know, one of the most passionate, honest, open, informed, and sort of dedicated supporters of indie watchmaking out there. Both doing really incredible collaborations with watchmakers and also building sort of this great enthusiast community with sort of his collective horology initiative. You know, I love Asher, always fun to talk to him, and he's always got something smart to say. So definitely great episode. So pleasure to have him on the show. We followed up with Nick Manousis, the executive director of HSNY. And what a cool conversation that was, really talking about sort of the work that HSNY is doing in supporting kind of in expanding the knowledge of watches and watchmaking in the community and sort of creating this platform, both as an educational support and also the certification stuff they're doing. Really cool. Really cool. Pleasure to talk to Nicholas. Once again, another really smart, really thoughtful person contributing in a meaningful way to horology. So that was really great to have on. The last two podcasts to round up the year, in case you're keeping track, and hopefully you've listened to them all. It's 17 episodes we did for Independent Thinking. The last two episodes are really dear to my heart, as one involves sort of, they're really community-based. So one involves an old friend of mine, Scott Goldman, probably one of my oldest horology friends. You know, and Scott's sort of this enthusiasm for watches is just infectious and just great to talk to him. He brings so much humor to this as well. And the last episode of the year was with a new friend I made, Helbert, who's sort of building a watch community in Hong Kong. And that really has some echoes with what we're trying to do with Fifth Wrist here. You know, so sort of good people sharing the hobby and supporting the watchmaking industry. So it was really great to have these guys. So 17 episodes, and you can see from all over the world, really interesting people who bring different aspects. And hopefully you as listeners really enjoyed that. I know I did as a host. And just sort of to round this up, you know, I just wanted to take a quick pause and say a huge thank you to all the Fifth Wrist Radio crew, you know, all the sort of part of the fam, contributors, reviewers, guests, co-hosts, and especially you, the listener. You know, Fifth Wrist was, is, and will be a community-led project initiative. And so the people who participate both in core Fifth Wrist sort of group, but also who contribute and provide comments and feedback, are hugely important. So thank you for staying and engaging with us, not just with the Independent Thinking Show, which my particular sort of side project or my particular bit that I lead in this, but also with other podcasts on the network or the website or Instagram, etc. So we really appreciate you engaging, guys. You know, I often say, you know, I love and appreciate you all, even the Rolex wearers. I make an exception for that. Look, that's probably enough for me. So stay tuned. There'll be a couple of messages from my Valium co-hosts, Adam and Klaus, coming up. But all's left for me to say is Happy New Year. Hope 2023 is good, prosperous and happy. Stay healthy. Keep listening to podcasts. Keep supporting independent horology and good people in the industry. Cheers again and stay on time.
Adam here, Medium Watch. It's hard to believe that 2022 is coming to a close, but what a year it has been. We've been very fortunate to share the year with many, many great guests. While we are only still traveling slightly, we nonetheless have been able to traverse the world with people from many corners talking about their perspectives as creators, as curators, as thinkers. And it's been an honor to hear from all of you and to share your insights with others. We've also had a chance to work together more closely this year. So right before the holiday season began, I was fortunate enough to receive my Oxen Jr. Sedimana Special Edition. And it truly is a special edition. It was a collaboration amongst all of us, sharing our thoughts about what makes a great watch and what do we want to own. Oxen Jr. was very generous in accommodating most of our suggestions and working with us to craft something that I think is truly a keepsake that we will always enjoy and hold dear to us due to the memories that it fosters. Another part of the year that I thought was special was that it was really the resumption of travel for many of us. I was fortunate enough to go to Switzerland. I met with Oxen Jr. as well as many other brands and people, and saw horological museums, and was able to see many of the people that are involved in this show and that we've conversed with online. While we have not been able to meet as much in the past years as we have this year, we've really been thinking a lot about what timekeeping means to us and how we can make watches matter in our lives and why we collect them. So Switzerland was a great adventure. Running around the United States, I was able to also meet several of you in person, which was fantastic. And I'm looking forward to a great 2023. We've got many episodes planned. We've got many episodes for 2023 already pre-recorded. some based on people that I met in person while traveling in Switzerland. And it's hard to believe that 2023 represents really the fourth season of this project. We've been through a lot together. We got through 2020, 2021, and now 2022. And the plan for 2023 is bright. We're going to feature some truly independent minds in horology, an engineer, someone who is involved in the design of watches, someone who is a well-known figure in the sale of watches, and many others. And so I thank you for joining me on this adventure this past year, and I wish you a happy, healthy 2023.
Hi, Roman. Thank you for the Independent Thinking Show and for so much fun and so many interesting food for thought. You and Fifth Wrist gave me joy on so many levels this year. 2022 was actually a quite intense Fifth Wrist and watch year for me. 8 or 9 podcasts as a co-host or a host, many of them because you, Roman, allowed me to be part of your show. I also wrote an article for the website, arranged a Fifth Wrist tour with Frankfurt enthusiasts to an independent watchmaker. I continued to have fun with the Fifth Wrist travel watch, and I was involved in the fantastic process of bringing the Fifth Wrist watch by Oxen Junior to life, the Fifth Wrist Settimana with the amazing brutalist chicken on the back. And finally, most importantly, I met so many wonderful people in real life, in video sessions, and via social networks. It's all about the people. Thanks to all of you. What about next year? A personal highlight last year was my second tour to La Chaux-de-Fonds. Maybe 2023 another Wolfgang and Wonders, a Fifth Wrist meeting in Switzerland. There is also another article or two for the website already in the making for 2023. And there will be, of course, some podcasts. And maybe something completely new for Fifth Wrist involving YouTube and, unfortunately, lots of German language. Watches-wise, I have no idea yet. It may be an MAD, maybe a Mechanik 2, Mechanik 2, maybe a Kieser design, I'm not sure yet. And, most importantly, I hope to again meet many wonderful people in real life, in video sessions, and via social networks. It's all about the people, after all. Thank you all, thanks Roman, thank you Alex the Podfather, and of course, and most importantly, thank you, the listeners. Have a very, very cool 2023.
I love you all. I love you very much.
Is by the community for the community. We would love you to join the crew via our group chat on Slack. Email us at contact@fifthwrist.com and join the movement.